This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Jubilee Park is a neighborhood on the financial edge, in the shadow of Interstate 30 in Old East Dallas. Chris Crowley was born and raised there. He's one of the people KERA is revisiting in the series One Crisis Away, Still on the Edge. He's got a better job now than he did when we first met him, but he's spending 24 hours a week commuting. The summertime walk from Chris Crowley's house to the DART station is brutal. It's only 9/10 of a mile, there's hardly any shade, and the sidewalk trails off, forcing him to crisscross the street.
I just keep on trucking along.
Crowley, who's 39, doesn't have a car, so he has to make this walk anytime he wants to go anywhere. He takes DART to work 4 days a week. There's the walk to the Fair Park stop, two different trains, one bus, then another, and finally work at the Home Depot Distribution Center.
My job starts at 4:30. I actually have to leave the house at like 12:45.
The commute takes more than 3 hours each way. He works overnights. The shift ends at 3 a.m. During the work week, he maxes out at 4 hours of sleep. That's 2 hours less than his daily commute. He likes his job and the pay is good. $14 an hour, five more than he made when we first met him.
Still won't say no to a car.
That's one of his short-term goals, to save enough to buy a car outright. No monthly payment.
I'm making some pretty good money now, so, you know, a car note isn't much of a problem, but I just never wanted to go there. I always wanted to buy me a car, not have to worry about spending extra money for the car note. That way that money can go in my pocket for something else, you know.
The DART commute isn't costing Crowley a boatload of money. In fact, a Texas Workforce Commission program pays half his fare each month. What it really costs him is time. Francis DeVinny with the Austin-based Center for Public Policy Priorities says that's a problem a lot of North Texans face.
That's time taken away from their families. It's time where they can't actually look for or have another job. It's time where they couldn't be getting an additional education or certificate to be able to advance themselves.
DeVinny says many good-paying jobs are clustered, far from public transportation. That's a major hurdle to jump for people who don't own cars.
For people who are living in places that are cost-effective to rent, they may have to travel a really long way to get the job that actually pays a little bit of a better wage.
Which is what Chris Crowley faces. He shares a rental house with his parents in Jubilee Park. It's affordable, and it's home. He'd rather face the commute, though, than look for something close by. He sees potential in this job.
Right now, like I say, I'm moving merchandise around and unloading trucks. But you can move up easily to a manager or assistant manager position. And I've seen the dudes that are doing that, and they've been there for 10, 15, 20 years, walking around with nice slacks and penny loafers on.
Crowley says he can see this company being the one he sticks with for the rest of his working days. When we met him 3 years ago, he worked only on a cash basis. He didn't trust the banking system. Now, though, he's paid on a debit card.
I'm gradually changing. I've been thinking about going in and opening me an account and getting me some direct deposit.
He wants more. A promotion. A healthy 401k. And one day?
I want to buy me some land. I really want to buy me some land, put me a house on it, and this is mine. This is mine, this is my family, this is for my son. His son can have it, you know.
He's definitely better off than when we met him. He's making more money with a company he believes in. But Crowley spends 24 hours each week on the train and the bus, and after kicking in for rent, bills, and paying child support, saving is tough.
You think everything, you know, you're in the clear and, oh, you know, I'm making pretty good money and, yeah, okay thing, but stuff still costs and it's only getting higher, you know. It's difficult, but hey, it's life, you know. We either deal with it or you don't. I'm dealing with it the best way I can, and that's to keep going forward and keep staying positive.
And that's what he holds on to as he jams a hat on his head, grabs a jug of iced sweet tea, and walks down Caldwell Street. Just a few steps into that 3-hour commute. Courtney Collins, KERA News.